Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The U.S. sees its highest number of new COVID cases in one day, but there's news about a vaccine that offers hope. Every single volunteer showed an immune response.
There were some people who had sore arms and a little bit of fever and some fatigue. A small price for protection against COVID, I would think.
Virus survivor Tom Hanks makes a clear case for why people ought to wear masks, and in one town, it's now legally required.
A first in New York, fines for not wearing a mask. I'm Sean Adams in Chappaqua.
Halfway through July and no end in sight to the most violent summer in New York in a generation.
Gunshots light up the city for another day. Two are dead in Far Rockaway. Six people were shot here. I'm Steve Burns in Crown Heights.
Bad news as the Mets season begins.
Jacob DeGrom pitches just one inning at Mets summer camp because of back tightness. This is Brad Heller.
And one news organization has just declared 2020 is canceled. This is Wednesday, July 15th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Here we are on Wednesday the 15th, and it's going to be a sunny day today with just a few clouds around, high into the 80s. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot, and with each new day, it becomes clear that New York's violent summer of 2020 is only getting worse. Steve Burns is covering another day of heartbreak and another day of soul-searching for the right answers. Steve.
Right, Wayne. The numbers tell one story. It's the lives cut short is leading to tragedy across the city. The NYPD tells us there were at least 11 more shootings over the last 24 hours with at least 13 victims. In Crown Heights, six people were shot at around 2 a.m., part of a crowd standing at an intersection here. The NYPD tells us one of those six victims has died. No arrests have been made. Another shooting was reported on the Upper West Side, another in the Bronx, yet another in Far Rockaway, Queens, where police say a stepfather and his 15-year-old stepson started shooting at each other during an argument. Both were killed. The NYPD continues blaming this surge in violence on things like bail reform and releases from Rikers, though the department's own stats tell us those aren't as big of factors. There is a march planned for later this morning across the Brooklyn Bridge, organized by the faith community and supported by the often controversial Sergeants Benevolent Association Police Union. Wayne?
Steve Burns, thank you. A town in Westchester is the first in the state now to require by law that everybody wear masks when you can social distance. That's Newcastle. And Sean Adams is there live this morning. Sean, tell us about that mask law up there in Chappaqua and what happens to violators.
You know, you can probably hear the train pulling in here in Chappaqua. First, Wayne, I want to give you a postcard from here in Westchester. 6 a.m., normally this place would be packed, right? Not for months, and it's still the case. You have four people on the platform getting on a Metro North train this morning. Four people at 6 a.m. We are not back to normal. Now the matter at hand. Yes, Newcastle, the town of Newcastle, is giving teeth to the governor's executive order from April. Violators of the mask requirement will be fined. $250 for the first offense, $500 for the second. Now, officials say the goal here is to get people to comply, to cover up. It's not about making money. In April, the governor told us all, if we're going to be in a crowded place, cover your face. Well, not everyone listened. So here in Chappaqua, which is a hamlet in the town of Newcastle, June 20th, at graduation festivities, people gathered, they got too close, no masks. What happened? 27 people contracted coronavirus. We can tell you that cluster has run its course. People quarantined, they stayed away, everyone has recovered. That's resolved itself. Live in Chappaqua, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
All right, Sean, with a good report out of Westchester, but Sophia Hall has a report from Long Island that is not so good. We're going to hear about that. And also about the vaccine by Moderna that, with a bit of luck, could help put an end to all this straight ahead. But first, Tom Hanks, coronavirus survivor, on Stephen Colbert last night about people who think it's their right not to wear a mask.
But okay, so but honestly, if you drive a car, do you think it's your constitutional right not to use your turn signal?
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Morning on Wednesday, stock futures are indicating a higher opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here right now with Waze. New York City may change permanently. Joe.
Yeah, Wayne, Tannenbaum Real Estate says expanded outside dining may become an annual thing every summer and be a step toward reducing cars in the city. There will be more percentage rents, meaning the rent is a percentage of sales, and rock-bottom rents and shorter leases with multiple short extension options will become more common, too, in both commercial and apartment rentals. Some businesses will reduce their space and just become showrooms stocking less physical merchandise. Tannenbaum Real Estate also tells Cranes New York, with all the vacant space, some other businesses might expand their space for the same rent and add space and add increased space between racks and shelves and tables. A Montauk business owner tells me she actually likes the new, more open space she had to create this year. And all of the vacant storefronts may mean that businesses now upstairs on the second floor will be able to get expanded street-level space. Wayne.
Joe, here's one of those quirky business stories I could hear you reporting on. Zappos is trying out new ways to sell shoes.
Yeah.
Buy one instead of two. Buy a single shoe at a time. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. There are people who have different foot sizes. There are people who have been left out of the shoe industry because they're amputees, for example. So The industry, which has been selling shoes in pairs and in the same size for decades, is now changing. Zappos says shoppers have been asking for this for a long time now, but the request grew stronger a couple of years ago when they launched an adaptive site which sells clothing and shoes designed for people with disabilities or other needs. It's a Morning News Roundup on WCBS on a Wednesday morning. Now on the Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead. It's a nice start. Let's go to Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It is indeed mainly sunny for New Jersey and most of the Hudson Valley. Partly cloudy for Connecticut and Long Island right now. The city kind of like right on the edge. The sun will mix with a few clouds at times. Seasonably warm, 80 to 85. Mainly clear for tonight, 65 to 70, and Thursday will be sunny to partly cloudy, staying closer to 80 on Thursday for tomorrow with that wind directly off the ocean. There could be a shower Thursday night, Friday turning out warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm likely, and a high on Friday between 80 and 85. Right now in the city, it is 71, humidity 84% with a northeast wind, 5 miles per hour. Today's high, 80 to 85.
Craig, do you see some of the hottest air of the year coming in here?
I sure do, starting over the weekend, and we'll talk about that. But we could have ourselves an extended period of heat and humidity. So far, we've had six 90-degree days for Central Park this season, but none of them have come in, you know, in groups of three to make it an official heat wave. I do see that, though, coming along either this weekend or sometime next week.
I can't say I'm surprised. The way this summer in New York has been going, why not bring on a heat wave too? Thanks, Craig Allen.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, here's why CBS and Viacom just dropped Nick Cannon after a long relationship. Hateful speech, according to Viacom CBS, and anti-Semitic theories. Here's what Nick Cannon said on a podcast in which he discussed racial bias with a former Public Enemy member, Richard Griffin.
Instead of trying to make friends, they said, we want what you got. Because there's this mentality of the, whether it's the Caesars or even that we have to conquer.
Right, right, right.
So I say all that to say the context. And when we speak of whether it's Jewish people, white people, Europeans, the Illuminati, They were doing that as survival tactics to stay on this planet.
Viacom CBS released a statement saying the company's relationship with Nick Cannon is now terminated. Nick Cannon says he does not condone hate speech. He's had a very long relationship since being on Nickelodeon in the 90s with Viacom and hosted a sketch comedy show, Wild and Out, on MTV. He worked for CBS Radio for a while at 92.3 as the morning host. And is still out there. He's going to launch a syndicated daytime show in September. Ivanka Trump is facing backlash after tweeting a photo of herself holding up a can of Goya beans. The tweet from the president's daughter includes Goya's slogan, "If it's Goya, it's got to be good," in both English and in Spanish. She also posted the image to her Facebook and Instagram pages. And this is days after Goya's CEO praised President Trump during an event last week at the White House, saying, "We're all truly blessed at the same time to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder," and that has caused a boycott of Goya. It's the Morning News Roundup on WCBS on a Wednesday morning, and boy, you know, I can't say, Brad Heller, that I'm surprised that there's bleak news for Mets fans just as the season's about to begin. It seems to play itself out that way every year, doesn't it?
You know what, Wayne? The injury situation, the injury news has been pretty positive for the Mets so far in summer camp, but last night, Jacob DeGrom starting the intra-squad game at Citi Field, pitched one inning, and that was it. He came out. We didn't see him again. The team saying it is back tightness. They did not provide any other information. Last night was supposed to be his second to last tune-up before opening day, which is a week from Friday. And back tightness is not a new thing for DeGrom. He dealt with it in 2018. That pushed back his season debut. And it goes without saying, the Mets need their ace on the mound as much as possible in a 60-game season. So hopefully we will get a positive report today on the two-time Cy Young winner. The Yankees getting positive reports on Masahiro Tanaka coming off the concussion, that scary injury. He took the line drive from Giancarlo Stanton and hit him in the head on July 4th. Tanaka said he hasn't felt any symptoms since leaving the hospital. He's been throwing, but isn't sure yet when he'll be able to get back on the mound. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Brad. Halfway through the week, halfway through the month, it's Wednesday, July 15th. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. Three things to know. New York is on track to deliver the Congress its first openly gay black member, with late results showing Mondaire Jones winning the Democratic primary for Nita Lowey's seat in a heavily Democratic district in Westchester. He is favored to beat the Republican Maureen McCardle Shulman in November. Two, drivers in New Jersey a week later are still seeing long, long lines at MVC offices, which have become unwanted summer campgrounds this year. Some people are now calling for porta-potties because people are waiting in line for hours on time. The third thing, Westchester plans to put up 50 red light cameras. Where? They're not saying. Sean Adams just mentioned the better numbers out of Westchester, but we're hearing from Sophia Hall about parties on Long Island that are driving the infection rate higher and making Suffolk County worry about reopening schools.
The spike is from people gathering and not wearing a mask and not social distancing, especially at 4th of July parties. And the spike is significant, says Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone. 102 new positive cases. That's at a rate of 2%. He says the county has been at a rate of 1% for weeks now. Ballone says we have not seen a number more than 100 since May 31st.
Some of these recent new positive cases include county personnel. 10 of our Ocean Beach lifeguards. We don't believe that they contracted the virus while on duty as a lifeguard, but more likely in gatherings with fellow lifeguards.
He says a large percentage of those testing positive are 30 years old and under.
We're in phase 4 right now. If these numbers continue to climb, we run the risk of having to stop or reverse this reopening as they have in other places around the country.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, a vaccine candidate by Moderna is a promising development. It's being tested by the National Institutes of Health, where experts are optimistic, and based on world financial markets this morning, investors are too. Here is why they're hopeful, from CBS News correspondent Laura Podesta.
Every single one of the volunteers who was part of the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. showed an immune response, according to researchers. The experimental vaccine was developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The team reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that the 45 people who received it now have so-called neutralizing antibodies, key to blocking infection.
How long will those antibodies last? Well, that's the key question. We ran it past Dr. David Agus, CBS News medical contributor.
This will now go to a phase 3 clinical trial, which is where half get vaccine and half get placebo. And the hope is that the immune responses that we're seeing will actually prevent people from being sick from the virus. And that's a big variable.
Also, researchers at the University of Houston have come up with a heated air filter they say can trap the virus and kill it. The creator told the Houston Chronicle this heated nickel foam instantly killed 99.8% of the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19 after a single pass through this very hot filter, 392 degrees. He says it could be used in airplanes and schools and office buildings, so it's worth watching. The company is called Medistar, and they're rolling it out first in Texas. Oh, and the AP reports, tongue-in-cheek, 2020 is canceled. Giving up on 2020, looking towards 2021. Olympics, no award show, no weddings, no summer camp, no graduations, nothing to look forward to except a new Netflix show, maybe. Experts who study human behavior say our desire to pin failures and hopes and dreams on a period of time, like a calendar year, has primitive roots connected to our attachment to routine. So, what we've all been feeling now somehow seems official. To repeat, the AP reports 2020 is canceled. And that's the WCBS Morning News Roundup on July 15th, 2020.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.